little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Ah, damn. So close. Episode 90 of the Shadow Games podcast.
Yay! We're almost at a one away.
Almost at 100. 10 away from 100. So, if... I'm wondering if the 100 will be... Right when we go to CES. Looks like
it has to be.
It's going to be around there.
So, we have 10 more.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 10 weeks.
And this is the... No, there's one more week left in October.
Yep.
So...
Let me check. Right here. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes.
Ah, what? So we'll probably
Don't quote me on that. I'll shut up.
I know. Hey, it's. You know, have you ever like told yourself, you know what, I'm gonna like try to plan this out in a calendar, and you start counting out how many weeks you told yourself, and then it just becomes difficult to count to 10, or any number like that. It's in this many weeks, and you're like, yeah, that's fine, and then you're like, hey, wait a minute.
Yes, it's 10. Success.
Yeah, so maybe we'll
don't
record.
Don't quote me on that. Shut up.
Maybe we'll record our 100th episode in Las Vegas.
Maybe.
And if that does happen, then maybe we can trade Wayne in for some poker money.
We're actually going to be in debt if we actually do that. It's Wayne, for crying out loud.
It's Vegas. Somebody will want it.
Some desperate white chick?
I don't.
Sure, might as well.
Yeah, chick. Anyways,
this guy.
So it's been another bit of a busy time for us, but we're very much looking forward to Extra Life, which is only at this particular point in time.
It's next week.
It's for more recording. Will probably different from when you listen to this. It is about 9 days away. You know what else is awesome? My annual employee dinner is the day before.
Ho ho!
So I gotta go.
You're probably gonna get there drunk.
Oh, well, it's a new job, so hell no. I haven't, like, made enough brownie points. I ain't gonna... Heck no. If they're gonna see Drunken Jorge, it won't be until I've been there for at least a year or two.
They're gonna probably know who you are already, so...
I ain't gonna be that stupid. Not this time. So that's coming up, so we're really excited about that. That's one thing, and the other thing we're really excited about is that we are 2 days away from Batman Arkham City Origins.
Which is... I love the first two Batman games, Arkham City and, of course,
Arkham Asylum. So this should be freaking off the chain.
If you guys haven't seen trailers for it, looks dope.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen trailers for it, I don't know why you haven't. But it looks freaking insane, and we are all looking forward to playing it. I'm going to be picking up my copy on launch day, because why not?
Yeah, someone's bootleg Iron Man is kicking your Iron Man.
Right? It's funny because Wayne is currently playing Marvel Avengers Alliance on Facebook because, well, I don't know why. I'm playing Marvel Puzzle Quest on my phone, which is much better in my opinion because it's freaking Puzzle Quest with Marvel characters.
Yeah, just imagine Bejeweled.
Yep, it's a Bejeweled
with
RPG.
Marvel!
With Marvel, so on that one.
Up yours.
I think mine's better than yours, Wayne. But then again, I think that about a lot of things.
Life.
Your car's getting better.
That doesn't say much.
Although I did like his old car because you could crash it and nothing would probably happen to Wayne. It's built like a freaking tank.
It was
and
a tank.
Some.
Yeah. So if Wayne's ever upset, I think that's when you'll see Wayne drive that car whenever he's mad. Because he won't really care about his well-being much because he can crash into something and not much will happen to him.
Hey, here's the thing though. He doesn't get mad. Or he doesn't look mad.
Yeah, he'll always have the same look on his face no matter how mad he is.
Wait, look, Transformers!
Yeah.
They are real.
Yeah, well.
Only in your head, my friend. Only in your head.
Well, at least unlike you, they're more than meets the eye.
High five!
Yeah! Come blame me. What? So, anyways, well, I have been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest since I picked it up 2 days ago. It's addicting, but of course it's free, so it's
Thor wins. You should have used them already, moron.
I had to wear these guys down. These guys are
no
a little rough.
Thor rules all.
Yeah,
even Hulk.
But anyways, so it's a lot of fun because it's freaking Puzzle Quest. Of course, this is one of the freemium games, so
it's one of the good ones too.
Yeah,
the Uncanny X-Men.
Like it, you recruit X-Men characters. Well, sorry, Marvel characters. And the cool thing is that they're shown as covers of all Marvel comics. So yes. Hey, I just picked up an uncommon character, Classic Storm. So that's awesome. Well, the only problem is, of course, just like every other game, it is a bit time-based.
Yep.
So, yeah. There's certain things you have to wait for a while unless you want to pay some money to get some unlocks, which...
That's what happens when you buy free stuff, folks.
Yep, it's just the way it is. So, I'm not going to complain too much because, again, it's free and... Well, it's free. So, I'm just going to let that go. But besides that, I have played a little bit more. I did play some more Pokemon. It's a lot of fun, still. The one awesome thing about it is that, unlike the old games, remember, like, when you get the experience share?
Yeah.
So you have to give it to one Pokemon. And only one Pokemon could share. Not anymore. If you're carrying experience share, all your Pokemon get the experience. Hmm. So you don't have to worry about only growing two of them at a time.
Yeah, who's leveling, what's leveling who and what's leveling what.
Yep. So that's pretty freaking awesome in my opinion. Other than that, I did play some more Street Fighter, some more Marvel, and a little bit more Grand Theft Auto 5, just doing some side missions. Just finally, did you ever hang out with anybody in that game?
What?
Did you ever hang out with anybody?
No, not really.
Yeah, I finally did it. I used, what's the main, dang it, like, why can't I remember the main character's name? So I was running him. Is it Martin?
Who?
Was it Martin? What was his name?
For?
The main character in GTA.
Martin. I think it's Martin.
Well, anyways. I called his wife and it just showed hang out.
Ah!
So I took her to the bar and they came out hammered. And it was worse than in Grand Theft Auto 4. Like, it's like the screen shakes and it gets all blurry and man, it's... Don't drink and drive, kids. Don't drink and drive. But that gives you a pretty, like, man, it shows... Yeah, pretty up there. But still a lot of fun, and I hope I get to finish it soon. Because I don't know if I end up... I don't know if I start playing Arkham City Origins if I'll finish Grand Theft Auto 5. But then again, with Extra Life coming around and us having about, you know, 25 hours to play, I probably shouldn't worry about that.
I'm going to do more than 25 hours, folks.
Yeah, I know.
Like how I did last year.
I'm still debating asking for that next day off.
Oh.
The Monday? You're asking for it off or you're not?
Hell no.
I'm like, no, but I want to save my vacation hours for some other time. But that's it for me. So, Wayne, can you tell the nice folks what you've been playing while you continue to mindlessly click your mouse?
It's not mindless, but it's...
It's pretty close, isn't it?
No, actually, it's got a lot of strategy to it, but... this week I have played...
All shenanigans.
I have
Don't we
played
all?
More Marvel Alliance... Actually, I haven't really played any more, Transformers Legends or G.I. Joe Battlegrounds. I kind of needed a break from that.
Damn!
So, but I did pick up, Lego Marvel, and I actually played through the... I just picked up the full copy the other day, but I did, play through the demo the other day as well. Got through the first level. It was actually rather fun. Got to play as, Hulk, Iron Man, and Spider-Man.
I still have never played any of those Lego anything games.
They're good. I mean the
excuse me.
I mean I've gone through the Star Wars, some of the Star Wars games. I've got the Lego Lord of the Rings. I've still got to finish that one.
They look like they do look like very entertaining. The versions, don't get me wrong. It's just that I've never felt the need to pick it up, and I do want to, but then I look at all the backlog I have and the things I want to play, then I get depressed.
It's not worth it for now.
For now, it's not worth it, no. But anyways, go on.
That would be it for this week, actually.
Oh, God, you suck.
Really, Wayne? Really, that's it?
Yeah, everything else has been focusing on work, actually.
The biggest surprise out of everything you said is that you didn't play the G.I. Joe the Transformers game.
Yeah, no. You loser.
Yeah, I just got
Optimus Prime should knock on your front door and kick you in your nuts.
You're making him sad, Wayne.
Speaking of being attacked in Transformers, Michael Bay got attacked the first day on set of filming in Hong Kong.
What? By who?
Some people who... Apparently it was three people. I don't really know the full details because they didn't release a whole lot of details, but apparently they have a shop or something there, and they were demanding that they get paid a lot more than anybody else for inconvenience. And Michael Bay was like, no, we'll pay you the standard rate. And this guy finally came back and tried to beat him up.
That's...
Tried to beat him up with an air conditioning unit.
Well, was the guy that's trying that he could just lift the damn thing, or?
Apparently, it took quite a few guys to take the guy down.
Damn.
That guy must be on roids or something.
But rumors, reports that have come in that when this guy came and swung at Michael Bay, Michael Bay ducked around and gave this guy a good clock in the face.
Attaboy.
That'd be awesome if it was like, if someone had caught that on
probably be on now. YouTube right about now.
That would have been awesome if someone had.
Right.
Nope.
Alright, so for me recently, again, prepared for Extra Life next week, I'm actually trying to run down what kind of games I want to play. And let me give you guys a list. For the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, I'll be bringing along Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2. I'm going to bring along Star Fox. I'm also going to bring along Killer Instinct, an extra controller for this moron right here to my left.
Yeah.
His name is George.
Sorry, man.
I know. We could brush up on that somewhat. Let's see, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. And I'm also going to bring... What else? Super Mario World 1, which is my favorite one. And I'm going to try to do a speedrun on that.
Damn.
It's pretty simple, but I could do a speedrun of, I told these guys earlier, I could do a speedrun of Legend of Zelda Link to the Past for 1 minute and 52 seconds. Oh, no.
No. Okay, man, man.
1 hour and 52 minutes.
It's like, what Chico did you enter?
Right?
Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start.
Right?
But that's what I'm going to bring, probably bring a few more as well, but yet I'm also playing, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the fighting game, which I was playing earlier. I was playing a couple of days ago, which is pretty fun. Get to see the Green Ranger kick everyone's ass. Let's see. I've also been playing a little bit more of what do you call that? What game is that? Clay Fighters 2.
Clay Fighter.
That's the dumbest fighting game ever, but I loved it.
Your Clay Fighter was freaking broken.
Every character's broken.
It was. You know which one was broken? That the blob.
Yes,
the
he
one,
was.
The one that turned into the saw?
Yes, he was.
He was broken as hell.
I'm also playing Star Fox. Told you guys that. I'm gonna bring that over, have a little fun with that. And I'm also playing earlier today before I got here, I was playing X-Men Arcades, Spider-Man and X-Men Arcades Revenge.
I think I rented it once, but I didn't play it much.
It's a good game, I like it. You have you start off as Spider-Man, you collect all the little like beacon and whatnot, and you know, you try to rescue all the X-Men characters, which you have Gambit, Wolverine, Cyclops, and Storm and yourself. So that's five of them right there. And you actually get to play like different levels on there. You get to play as Storm in a sunken ship, which is kind of odd because she's very claustrophobic and you're actually swimming.
Huh.
And you're shooting lightning.
I don't think the creators were thinking that much about that type of stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
And then you also had Wolverine with his brown costume on.
The old school one?
Yep.
Nice.
You get to play the Toy Machine dude. Whatever his name is.
Toyman?
Toyman was
Superman. That was DC, yeah.
That was, you're stupid. Shut up.
Nah. Who was it? Damn it. It was
I forgot his name. But then Cyclops. You actually get to play as Cyclops, which is pretty okay. But my favorite one's Gambit, because when he throws his cards, it doesn't go all the way across the screen. It just... goes across and goes down.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, but other than that, I've been playing a little bit more Ultra Marvel Capcom 3 just for the kicks and giggles. And I've been playing a little more. What do you call that? Not Ghost, but Black Ops 2.
Oh,
nice.
A little fun. So, that's all been this week, so I'm just preparing for Extra Life, and that's about it. Tell me, what are you guys gonna play? What are you guys gonna play for Extra Life? Let me know.
I'm still trying to decide on that. I mean, I'll probably have the two Lego games, Lord of the Rings and Marvel. I'll probably bring I might do Resident Evil. I don't know. I haven't beat that one yet.
Do it.
I'm a little hesitant about doing that one as I'm getting wearing down.
I'm debating like freaking actually restarting either Borderlands 2 or The Witcher 2.
Yeah.
The Witcher 2.
But that's something. That's something I'll definitely need to go there and take headphones for, because that, you know, the only problem with with The Witcher 2 is that it's very inappropriate.
It's a very inappropriate game.
It's very inappropriate. I mean, not that I think it's inappropriate, but in context, it's inappropriate. If anybody there is not of age or is easily offended,
don't.
That's why I don't think I'm going to do it.
I'll probably bring Forza Horizon for some of those, for that last kick at 2 hours where you're just, like, zoned out, you know?
Right?
It's like playing drunk driver.
Exactly.
Because that does. Well, dude, once you're playing for so many damn hours, you do feel like you're drunk driving almost.
I don't know. I might bring some of the Call of Duty games. Play some of those.
Yeah, you know, here's what I'm thinking. We should do like a 3-on-3, one on one for all three of us. Let's see how far Mr. 7-Eleven goes.
What, like just against like just the three of us? I don't like his chances.
I don't like his chances either, but still.
It's like I don't like my chances right now against the Juggernaut.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
He is a Juggernaut, and I'm gonna die. And there it is. I'm almost dead. Yeah, I'm dead. Damn it!
But I'm probably gonna take my 3DS as well. I've got Link to the Past on there, Zelda 1, Zelda 2. I think I've got Minish Cap on there.
Yeah, let me play Minish Cap, Wayne. Well, no, I already played it.
Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Sieges. Seasons,
not sages.
Moron. Yeah. Sure. Good job, Wayne.
Basically, all the downloadable games for Zelda, I've got them on my 3DS. I might bring that to play some of those. I'm not too sure on what I'm gonna do exactly, but you know, some ideas.
I might bring it to if I can play Pokemon. I'm not sure yet. It's still up in the air for me. You know, I'm not entirely sure if I'm gonna do that, but we shall see. Trying to think of what else, because you start making all these ideas. What I want to do is what we did it before, kind of, and I want to do it this time. I really want to go through and just play like a bunch of, let's play some Garo, let's play some KOF 98, let's play some KOF 2000, let's play some Darkstalkers,
dude. Oh hell, remember Casey? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, you and him was on CBS. Yes. Him and I on Marvel 2.
Oh, no one. Oh, yeah. Dude, someone takes CBS.
He's been bugging me for this long. Time. Hey, don't worry, man. I gotcha.
Yeah, let me into CBS too. As long as I get some, just let me like warm up real quick. And man.
Well, did you download it for the PlayStation 3?
I don't have PlayStation 3. Remember?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. Oh, a fun note for you guys. If you didn't get a chance to watch the last episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
I saw that. I wanted to do it though, but
I've seen none of them. So,
but in this episode, they got to track down some ooze canisters that were, you know, lost during a battle in the sky. So they're all over the city. So Donatello makes a tracking device using an old Game Boy, the original Game Boy.
What?
Did they actually say it was a Game Boy?
You look at it; it is the Game Boy. It is very obvious.
The old school brick Game Boys?
Yep.
The AA battery?
Yep.
Like it takes eight AA batteries?
No, I took four.
Four.
I know, but still, I'm trying to be morons.
You can't, like, joke about that type of stuff. It's a very dear part of my childhood. I remember spending so many times in a car just playing the Game Boy and zoning out.
You only needed eight batteries if you had the light kit attached.
Yes.
I never had a light kit for my Game Boy.
Yeah, you're a loser.
I had a light kit for the Game Boy Advance, because that thing was dark as hell.
I had the entire contraption, and actually had the speakers come out, the light with the magnifying lens and everything.
Well, I had that for the Game Boy Advance.
I had it for the original Game Boy.
Dude, that thing was already big enough as is. I just imagine you, like, your tiny freaking frame as a kid, even tinier, carrying around that big thing around. I'm surprised no one just mugged you and took it from you.
It was fine.
Yeah, well, that's what you say, but I don't know.
Yeah, I actually think I have my original Game
Boy.
Game Boy Advance in here somewhere, along with an SP, hiding.
I wish I saw that metal stuff, but no, I sold a lot of it.
New
most
reward,
of it,
which is
most of it's gone. It's pretty fun, right?
Yeah, hell yeah, it is. Yeah. Found three health packs.
Yeah, I'll probably I've got a little CD wallet. I'll pick up and toss some games in that. Keep my DLC on my memory card and.
I know there's like games like I have on there, like I could actually play Marvel. What's it called? Heroes of Might and Magic, the one that was on Xbox Live for free.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely there, so
yeah.
Could do that. What else? There's a lot of things that are on there. And you know what? For, as a bonus for all of you who are on Extra Life right now, that got a code in the email today.
Oh yeah, a couple games.
For you can download Defiance for free.
Yo, Defiance, no hope.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about picking that up when it came out, but right now I want to get back to everything I was doing.
So Pierce, what we're gonna play right now is a backlog and things you actually do want to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, pretty much. So like that's why I said Borderlands. I never finished it. And I know that's a grind if I ever saw it. It's freaking.
Or
it's Diablo with guns.
Or I dare somebody to play Oblivion.
Dude, if I picked up Oblivion, I think I just would not pick it. Play anything else.
See, that's what I mean. Try to beat it within 24 hours.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you can beat it within 24 hours, but like, how much of it do you think you'll see?
Not that much.
Because 24 hours? Not for Oblivion, son. That takes a long time. Just saying. So, yeah, see, like, so it take Iron Man 49 minutes to heal.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Damn it. Well, I can't really complain. It's free. No, of course I can complain. The hell with that. But I'll be playing this game. I'll be playing Marvel Puzzle Quest a lot when I'm doing Extra Life.
Same here.
I'll be playing Valkyrie Crusade also.
I'll probably have a laptop for this too, for Marvel Alliance. But
really, Wayne?
Yeah, of course.
Hey man, he enjoys it. Might not be the funnest looking game in the world.
Oh, Marvel 1. We should play Marvel 1 just for kicks.
We should play Marvel Super Heroes just for kicks. Bring out the first iteration of Shuma Gorath. Chaos Dimension, your ass. And back then, I know I didn't play so seriously, so I have no—I don't know how to pull off any infinites.
Yeah,
so.
The opening scene for Lego Marvel.
Shut up, man.
Has a very galactic enemy involved.
Oh, go to hell! come on.
Yeah, it's they don't show him, but it's kind of obvious that it's him because you got the Silver Surfer flying around and he's grabbing stuff to basically feed him.
Gee, Galactus.
Yeah.
Damn, that's original.
I know.
I'd prefer they fight someone else like Thanos, maybe.
Nah, that's gonna be a little too.
With as many characters that are gonna be in this game for Marvel, for Lego Marvel, I mean, it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they are in there somewhere, and it's just, you know, who knows? It's.
Well, there's gonna be a lot.
Yeah.
But still, we're really excited about it, and I'm looking forward to just being spaced the hell out. And also that day, I will not really care. I'll probably eat a bunch of crap.
Oh, there's some monsters for us.
Yeah, we're gonna need some. And then, like, oh man, like, just decide on who's gonna be doing food runs. So either that, or we're gonna be ordering delivery all day.
Probably delivery would be the best thing.
We'll figure that out as we get there.
Yeah, I'll see if I can. I'm definitely gonna take a lot of snacks with me. That's for me, I'm sure. But anyway, so let's get into the news here real quick. Right? Oh, Wayne, you'll love this. It's all you, buddy.
PBS will be having their app coming to Xbox Live. So it's scheduled to launch. Actually, it's gonna be live today. So the app was created by Digiflare, same studio that did the Disney XD app for Xbox Live.
Mm.
So, I mean, you're getting, with this app, you'll get hundreds of videos from various PBS stations, full episodes of primetime PBS shows, videos from the archives, so.
Archives?
Archives.
Isn't it archives?
Archives, anchovies, yeah, what's the same thing?
No, it's not.
You dimwit. Alright, so, hey. You know what? That might be for some of you. Might not be for a lot of other ones of you. I know it ain't for me. I'm very well enough educated. I don't need no PBS. I'm kidding.
I want some TBS.
TNA. Okay, anyways.
So I'll not stop action wrestling?
Indeed. Before, you know, it goes under.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it before the beginning of next year, like towards the beginning of this year, coming year.
Right until they sell out to to WWE,
and then they're gonna have Triple H joint purchasing TNA, like what Shane quote unquote did.
Yeah,
that was so much fun.
Hey, you know
that
what?
Was so much fun.
I'm pretty sure like Vince could see that as a potential WrestleMania angle.
That'll be a great WrestleMania angle.
You know, as long as their finances keep going down the tubes. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. How about this next one? This is something that kind of caught us by surprise because it caught me by surprise because I figured I would have seen this by now.
Yeah, same thing here. So, Sony has dropped the screen from the DualShock 4 PS4 controller. So, apparently, that was just a prototype they showed. It wasn't what we were going to see.
Probably, in my opinion, the cost effectiveness of that.
So what they're saying why they dropped it is, yeah, the cost factors were in there, but also from developers and gamers or whatever, they decided they didn't want people looking down at the controller and looking up, down and down and up and down and up. They wanted to focus on the big screen. They said they tried out, you know, several different kinds of devices and form factors for controllers. They even looked at the Xbox 360 controller for inspiration.
Well, why wouldn't you? It's really comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So
it took them that long?
I like it more than the PlayStation controller. I never liked it. I've never really been a fan of the DualShock dual sticks.
Yeah.
Especially the right next to your thumbs, especially you're an inch away.
Yeah, I just never liked that. I don't know why it works for. Well, it's different strokes, I guess.
So basically, what they ended up doing for the DualShock 4 is what they're. If you read through the articles out there for the interviews, is that they took what they liked from the Xbox 360, the DualShocks being up top, and what they saw with the Wii, with the, you know, different way the sticks were offset or whatever, and that's how they came up with the idea for the DualShock 4.
Hey, so. Well, we're about 2 weeks away almost from the launch of the PS4, so.
Yeah.
You know? Whatevers. So anyways, well, this is interesting, although it doesn't really matter to me because I never play with anybody. But the Xbox One achievements are going to be color-coded so that each user can clarify which achievement they earned.
Nice.
So
you won the purple award. Okay.
I was like, which one of us got the achievement for pressing start? Nah? 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 Which some games do provide. Like, I think Deadpool did. So. Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, right now I'm thinking, duh, but yeah, you don't think about that, do you?
Yeah, so with the Xbox One, up to 6 people can be logged in any time, and it'll be your chosen color that pops up with the achievement. So this is great for those times when you're playing, you know, co-op, going through, you know, Halo or whatever other game, and you both get the achievement at the same time, or only one of you gets the achievement for finding something.
Yeah.
You know.
that must suck. You're playing in co-op and like one of you gets in the other one, then you're like, oh, what the hell? Why didn't I get it?
It doesn't happen that often because usually it'll trigger for both people on most games, but on occasion it does happen that way.
Yep.
So. But it is kind of nice, actually.
It makes sense, and I'm glad that it's coming. So thanks, Microsoft. Good for you. For those people who play co-op games, I'm not one of them, but hey.
Yeah.
I like being alone. Alright, next one.
Let's see, what was this?
Microsoft saying that really exciting things for Xbox One are planned post-launch.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah, right?
It's like, no, people, it's going to be dull after it launches. You better like it at the beginning because that's going to be it.
And especially the week of Thanksgiving?
Yep. Well, I think it says that they're saying they're going to have a lot of exciting things like a month after it launches.
Well, one of the things that was stated here is from the planning director, Albert Pinello, he told GameSpot that this summer that the Xbox One will allow for loaning and trading of downloaded games sometime after launch. And that was something we were looking forward to originally before they backed out of that idea.
Yeah.
So I really hope that that works. They're also teased that at the same time that backward compatibility through streaming may be offered on the Xbox One.
Offered? This should have it.
Someday.
Well, you know what? Sony is going to try to do that with the PS4. So
yeah.
That would be, I think, a very prudent course of action for Microsoft to take, mm-hmm. because A lot of people want that. I know. Yeah. I know. I want that. So here's hoping it comes, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But hopefully we do get it, because I do not want to be waiting for that.
Nope.
But anyways, I think that's going to be it for the news.
Yeah, it's all the news.
Hear what that says.
Send me that picture. Send me that picture.
Right?
And yes, I'll be getting down the line, maybe in a couple of months, about a month, 2 months or so, I'll be getting Galaxy Note 3.
Yeah, not welcome bad. I'll welcome you to the Android world. Plus, this screen is insane.
Dude, it is. Dude,
1080p screen, 5.7 inches.
All right, folks. A friend of mine has a Samsung Galaxy S4. I placed the Galaxy S4 on top of his brother's Note 3. Uh-huh. It could fit on the screen, but yeah, you can still see the screen itself of the Note 3.
Yep.
That's how big this freaking thing is.
Yep. It's big, but you know what?
That's what she said.
It's awesome.
And Nokia introduced their tablet.
Oh, yeah. If it's going to be running Windows RT.
RT3?
No. RT, so that's the...
I'm curious. I want to see it up close and play with it. I haven't had a chance to look at all the specs on all the new phones they released either, but...
I mean, it's... CES... It looks good, and honestly, I must say the Surface 2 looks good to me too, but yeah. I still think that the cost is a really big barrier to entry.
For me, actually, I was looking at the Surface Pro 2 with the digital pen on it and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That actually, if I were to go with the 512GB model with solid state at $17.99, that's actually not too bad of a value.
How much?
$17.99.
You're out of your mind. You think it's but then again, not everybody's gonna pony up for 512GB of solid state storage.
Well, I look at
that's where your biggest upgrade is.
Yeah, that's where the cost really is. But also increases your 8GB of memory.
No.
You can also put micro SD on this?
Yeah, you have to take the back off though. But yeah, you can.
So, I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, I paid, that much for my 4-year-old laptop, so.
Well, you know what? I would consider getting a Surface 2 Pro, but I would not be doing that, 512 gigabyte solid state, buddy.
I don't know if I'd go that high or not.
512?
They're like 512 gig, like solid state? No. That's like way too much.
That's what she said.
Well, if you're getting for like things like myself, I'd be getting for like photos on the working on photos on the go.
That's true.
So that'd be kind of helpful.
But doesn't it have an SD card slot though?
Micro SD, yeah.
But that defeats the purpose.
That's what I would do. I would just like buy the base 64 or maybe at the most 128GB model. Get a 64GB micro SD card and call it a day.
Oh man, that Puzzle Quest is such a devil. It says your heroes are ready to play.
Yeah, it gives you reminders of when your heroes are healed. So like, come back and play. We know you want to.
All right.
And I do want to. So and now I'm waiting because mine said that Iron Man would take about 40 minutes to heal. So anyway, so that's gonna be it for this week. Please go on our Extra Life page. It's already up. Donate some money. Really need your support. Like, we appreciate everything you did for last year. Please give us another hand this year so we can help out these wonderful kids at Ready Children's Hospital.
Please.
They all deserve another chance, and every little bit helps. Skip that donut. Get your coffee at the break room and not Starbucks.
Yeah, Ready's does a really big favor to people by not focusing on the financial of it. If somebody comes to them in need and they can't pay for the treatments, Ready still takes care of them.
Yeah.
So, and that's not cheap on Ready's part, but this is why we're doing it, to help out. Every little bit helps these kids, so.
Yeah, please help us out. We'll be playing at San Diego Fighting Game Club.
Head over to twoshotsatgeek.com, hit the link for Extra Life, get all the details there.
Mm-hmm. There will be some tournaments running that day. Definitely have to be raffling off some prizes too, so working out the exact details of everything, but we will be giving some stuff away. You don't have to go there to be entered into the drawings. We're going to make it on a donation basis, but if you'd like to join us, we would be more than happy to have you there.
Come on down.
We're friendly. Wayne just looks weird, but he's friendly too.
Sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that.
No, Wayne!
And never, moron. Ever again. But thank you again for everything, and check back with us next week for pre-Extra Life post-Batman Arkham City episode.
Ooh.
We'll bring you the future 8 bits at a time. See what I did there? See what I did there?